Since you have mentioned the Inter-American Bibliographical Library Association so many times, perhaps you might give us a brief summary of its inception and activities. I can do that. In the summer of 1927, tentative plans were made for the cooperative compilation of a critical bibliography of works in all languages dealing with Latin America. These were adopted by the Hispanic American History Group of the American Historical Association. An editorial staff was created, which included James A. Robertson, Irene A. Wright, Herbert E. Bolton, John T. Vance, and myself, editor-in-chief. The section editors were C.K. Jones, Charles E. Babcock, Philip A. Means, James B. Childs, J. Lloyd Meacham, P. A. Martin, W. S. Robertson, Charles E. Chapman, N. Andrew N. Cleven, I. J. Fox, and Sturgis E. Levitt. While this project was being formulated, the 6th International Conference of American States, meeting in Havana, Cuba in 1928, adopted a resolution recommending an inter-American conference on bibliography. The Pan-American Union was charged with the task of formulating the program, carrying out the preparatory work, and setting the place and date of the conference. In order to fulfill the duties assigned to it, a special committee on bibliography was appointed. This comprised Their Excellencies the Ambassador of Chile, the Minister of Panama, and the Minister of Venezuela. An advisory committee on bibliography of the Pan-American Union was formed. It was composed of H.H. B. Myers, Chairman, C.K. Jones, James Alexander Robertson, Ernest Cushing Richardson, William R. Shepherd, Charles and myself, with Charles A. Babcock as secretary. This advisory committee adopted a program which was approved by the Permanent Committee on Bibliography and later by the Governing Board of the Pan-American Union. It was decided that the Conference on Bibliography should be held in Havana in February 1930. The agenda for this conference appeared in documentary material on the Inter-American Conference on Bibliography, that's underlined, issued by the Pan-American Union. The second item on this program was the project of the critical bibliography suggested in 1927. In this way, the two ideas were merged. Unfortunately, this conference on bibliography was never held, and in May 1930, Dr. E. Gil Borges, Assistant Director of the Pan-American Union, suggested that the advisory committee organize an Inter-American Bibliographical Association. This was to have an organizing and coordinating committee to direct the activities of the association and a national bibliographical committee in each country of the Americas. It was later decided, however, that this plan of organization was unwieldy. The main purpose of the association was to furnish investigators, research workers, students, writers, and others with information on bibliographical sources on the subjects in which they were interested. The association would not necessarily directly provide the information to the inquirers. It would serve, however, as a clearinghouse for requests to such organizations, libraries, or individuals as were known to possess, have access to, or know of favorable sources for the particular matter which was a subject of the inquiry. Officers of the organizing and coordinating committee of the newly formed association were elected October 3, 1930, with Dr. E. Gil Borges, chairman, and Ernest Klitsch, secretary-treasurer. Dr. Gil Borges served until March 27, 1931, when he realized that his other duties were too many to allow him to continue. James Alexander Robertson was then elected to the post. The chairman of this committee served as president of the association. One of the first activities of the association was the preparation of a monthly bibliographical list of materials relating to Hispanic America. This appeared in La Prensa in New York from 1931 to 1934 and was compiled by C.K. Jones and myself. A reorganization, the third stage in the development of the association, was realized in 1934. At this time, at the suggestion of Dr. Gil Borges, the Inter-American Bibliographical Association was expanded and a revised constitution, bylaws, and program were adopted December 21, 1934. The name of the association was changed from the Inter-American Bibliographical Association to the Inter-American Bibliographical and Library Association. The interests were enlarged to include bibliographical, library, and archival works. The officers were changed to include a president, honorary vice presidents selected on a regional basis, and a secretary treasurer. The officers were to be elected every 2 years by a governing council, which was composed of members in the immediate vicinity of Washington. James Alexander Robertson was elected president and Ernest Kletch secretary treasurer. The honorary vice presidents were Ricardo J. Alfaro, Panama, Rafael Arevalo Martinez, Guatemala, Jorge Basadre, Peru, Max Fleus, Brazil, Gil Borges, Venezuela, Rafael Eliodoro Valle, Honduras, James F. Kenney, Canada, Carlos M. Tracy Govin, Cuba. Other names have been added since the original list was formed. The governing council of the association also decided to have an advisory council which included experts in the various fields of learning, such as geology, archaeology, anthropology, history, and so on. The members of this council were Dr. Lawrence Vail Coleman, American Association of Museums, the Smithsonian Institution, Dr. Constantine E. McGuire, Cosmos Club, Washington, Dr. Paul Bartish, Curator of Mollusks, the Smithsonian Institution, Dr. Alesh Hadishka, Division of Physical Anthropology, the Smithsonian Institution, His Excellency Dr. Pedro Manuel Arcaya, Venezuela Legation, His Excellency Dr. Adrian Recinos, Guatemala Legation, His Excellency Benjamin Cohen, Chilean Embassy, Dr. Francis Borges Steck, Catholic University of America, His Excellency Dr. Manuel Gonzalez Zeldon, Costa Rica Legation, Colonel J. M. Scammell, National Guard Bureau, War Department, Dr. Paul Brockett, National Academy of Sciences, His Excellency Benjamin Fernandez y Medina, Legation of Ecuador and Cuba, Dr. Earl B. McKinley, George Washington University, Dr. H.H. B. Meyer, Library of Congress, Dr. William E. Brown, Library of Congress, and Dr. Alfonso Caso, Mexico. This advisory council was later dissolved. The objects of the new association were the promotion of inter-American bibliographical activities by means of cooperation with bibliographical organizations, bibliographical experts, libraries, and other related agencies in all the countries of the Americas. In July 1938, the Constitution was amended to include the following members: active, $1, sustaining, $5, contributing, $10, life, $25, and association and institution membership, $3. At the suggestion of James Alexander Robertson in 1937, it was decided to hold an annual convention in the city of Washington. The meetings of the conventions were divided into three sections to embrace the interests of the association, namely, bibliography, libraries, and archives. The first convention was held in February 1938. Two more followed in 1939 and one in 1946. An attempt was made to draw speakers from all parts of the hemisphere, and at the conventions there were speakers from Latin America, from the different sections of the United States, and on two occasions from Canada. In the early years of its development, the association sponsored mimeographed and printed bibliographies. Two of these appeared in the Pan-American Union's bibliographic series, numbers 8 and 10, The Histories of Hispanic America, 1932, and Maps Relating to Latin America in Books and Periodicals, 1933. In the Hispanic American Historical Review, published in Durham, North Carolina, appeared three more studies. Index of articles relating to Hispanic America, published in the National Geographic Magazine, November 1932, pages 493 to 502. List of articles relating to Hispanic American history, published in the Periodicals of the American Geographical Society, 1852 to 1933. February 1934, pages 114 to 130, and Index of Articles Relating to Hispanic America, published in the Geographical Journal, 1893 to 1934, February 1939, pages 117 to 126. These five publications were published by myself. In the year 1935 and 36, the association announced that it would issue an annual volume to be sent free to all members in good standing. These volumes form Series 1 and include the following works: D. Rubio and M. C. Sullivan, a glossary of technical library and allied terms in Spanish and English, 1936, which was Volume 1. A. Curtis Wilgus, Histories and Historians of Hispanic America, 1936, Volume 2. Charles F. Gosnell, Spanish Personnel Names, 1938, Volume 3. Malcolm McLean, El Contenido Liberario del Siglo XIX, 1940, which was Volume 4. Ralph S. Boggs, A Bibliography of Spanish American Folklore, 1940, was Volume 5. Sarah E. Roberts, Jose Toribio Medina, His Life and Works, 1941, which was Volume 6. Madeline W. Nichols, The Gaucho, Cattle Hunter, Calvaryman, Ideal of Romance, which 1942, which was Volume 7. Felix Weil, Argentine Riddle, 1944, Volume 8. Harold E. Davis, Makers of Democracy in Latin America, 1945, Volume 9. Harold E. Davis, Latin American Leaders, 1949, Volume 10. Harold E. Davis, Social Science Trends in Latin America, 1950, which was Volume 11, the final one. With the inception of the annual convention, the Council felt it was necessary to publish the papers submitted for the convention, and it was decided to begin Series 2 to be called the Proceedings of the Annual Conventions. The four volumes included not only the papers read at the conventions, but those submitted and read by title only. Still another group of publications is known as Series 3, consisting of works which the Association wished to sponsor. Only one volume appeared in this series. Its title, A Reference Index to 12,000 Spanish American Authors by Raymond L. Grismer. This book has also been issued in a Spanish edition. The volume was purchased at cost by members if they ordered before publication. One of the greatest losses the Association had was caused by the death in the spring of 1939 of one of its founders and the first president, James Alexander Robertson. Dr. Robertson had served as president with the loyalty and devotion so characteristic of him, and when he felt it was necessary to resign from office because he had moved to Annapolis, he continued to serve on the council and was a constant inspiration to the other members. With the consent and cooperation of Mrs. Robertson, the association established in the summer of 1939 the James Alexander Robertson Memorial Publication Fund to aid in the publication of works so dear to him. This fund made possible the publication of several volumes in Series 1 and 2. In 1939, the Association announced the establishment of an annual bibliographical award of $100. This prize, known as the Jose Toribio Medina Bibliographical Prize, was made possible by Dr. James Brown Scott, then Secretary of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. The contest was open to everyone except the officers and members of the Association, of the Council of the Association. The subject was limited to some phase of Latin American affairs, scientific, historical, economic, social, political, or intellectual. and the work was to be a contribution to knowledge. The first year, 29 works were submitted, several of which were of exceptional value. These were received from the following 11 countries: Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Cuba, Ecuador, Peru, United States, Uruguay, and Venezuela. The first award was made to Dr. Enrique Araña, Director of the Biblioteca de la Facultad de Derecho y Ciencias Sociales of Universidad de Buenos Aires. Two other works were so outstanding that the Board of Judges awarded them honorable mention. They were Bibliografía Rubendariana by Julio Saavedra Molina of the University of Chile and Bibliografía de Novelistas de la Revolución Mexicana by Ernest R. Moore of Cornell University. The announcement of the José Toribio Medina Bibliographical Prize awakened scholars and students throughout the hemisphere to problems of this field. Unfortunately, Dr. Scott was unable to continue his grant, and it was with extreme regret that the Council was forced to suspend the award for the year 1940. In the summer of 1940, the Association enthusiastically accepted from the General Advisory Committee of the Division of Cultural Relations of the Department of State the task of initiating a comprehensive survey of the bibliographical activities which were being carried on in the various fields of Latin American affairs. This recommendation of the Department of State was, quote, that a survey be made of existing bibliographies of Latin American publications suitable for use of libraries, general readers, and special investigators, and the cooperation of the editors of the Handbook of Latin American Studies, the Revista Iberoamericana, and the Revista Hispanica Moderna, the Bibliographical Society of America, the American Library Association, the Pan American Union, and the Inter-American Bibliographical and Library Association be invited. And further, that on the basis of such survey, efforts be made to assure the best possible coordination of bibliographical activities in order that all reasonable needs may be satisfactorily met, end quote. The survey began under the immediate direction of Mr. James Grenier, with the promised services of several authorities, including Dr. C.K. Jones, Dr. James B. Childs, both of the Library of Congress, and Mr. Charles E. Babcock, librarian of the Pan American Union. In the spring of 1941, the frequently proposed and long discussed project of a bibliographical periodical to meet the needs of teachers, students, librarians, and others concerned with inter-American fields was finally launched by the association. But alas, the good works of the editorial staff and its friends could not compete with the rising printing costs and the events which followed Pearl Harbor. Nevertheless, the Inter-American Bibliographical Review continued to exist through number 4 of volume 3, expiring in the winter of 1943-44. The grief of the editors for the demise of the well-conceived infant was mitigated somewhat by the belief that its short life had not been in vain. The review contained a goodly number of special bibliographical articles and many helpful and regular features. As an example of the cooperative effort on the part of the members of the editorial board, the review was a spectacular success. Its files today are still of considerable value. In 1945, at the end of the war, during which time the association was relatively inactive, the council decided to prepare and publish a regular list of books about Latin America printed in the United States. This was called Doors to Latin America and was compiled by myself, then the president of the association. It first appeared in several periodicals, including the Pan American Magazine, a monthly, and World Affairs, a quarterly. Finally, the council agreed that because the number of printed books about Latin America was increasing so rapidly in this country, a separate publication should be issued. Accordingly, Doors to Latin America began to appear in 1954 in pamphlet form as a quarterly in January, April, July, and October. in January 1936, it began its 23rd year. Each number contains 16 pages of descriptive comments on some 120 books classified under six headings: backgrounds, national period, international relations, adult fiction, children's books, and miscellaneous. For several years in the 1960s, the publication was distributed free to some 3,500 persons and organizations in Latin America and elsewhere. It was made possible by a grant from the Pan American Foundation. More recently, an annual grant from the Charles Del Mar Foundation has enabled the association to continue to distribute free copies, but on a much smaller scale. Two recent publications have been issued by the association. First is titled A Preliminary Survey of Collections of Personal Papers Relating to Latin America and College and University Libraries in the United States. This pamphlet was distributed free in 1970. The second publication is Latin America in the 19th Century, A Selected Bibliography of Books of Travel and Description, published in English. It is published in book form by Scarecrow Press, 1973. Both of these projects were assisted by grants from the Tinker Foundation of New York City and were compiled by myself. A third volume, helped by a grant from the Tinker Foundation, I compiled for publication by Scarecrow Press in 1975. It is titled The Historiography of Latin America, A Guide to Historical Writing, 1500 to 1800. For 18 years, the association has cooperated with a seminar on the acquisition of Latin American library materials, SALAM, which it helped to found and organize in cooperation with the Pan American Union and the University of Florida in 1955. Because many objectives of this organization and our association are similar and often complement each other, their relations have been close and satisfactory. Many of the annual conferences of SALAM have been jointly planned to the mutual benefit of each. Besides attending all these meetings, members of our association have also attended meetings of various kinds in this hemisphere and elsewhere. This has led to a wide correspondence with other organizations, librarians, scholars, students, and government officials. The headquarters of the association has been moved several times. Beginning in the Pan American Union, it was located for 20 years in the Library of Congress. From there, in 1950, it moved to the University of Florida, where the library gave it office space. Since 1967, the headquarters has been in North Miami Beach, Florida. By default, I am still serving as president of the association, and the secretary-treasurer is Miss Magdalene M. Pando. At the present time, council members include Enid Baugh, Nettie Lee Benson, James B. Childs, Arthur Gropp, Sturgis E. Levitt, Genario Brooks Smid, Marietta Daniels Shepherd, Stanley L. West, Karna S. Wilgus, Edith Wise, Irene Zimmerman.